Bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de Broadway a la Gran Vía, ese espacio de Radio Sefarad en el que aprovechamos para escuchar las mejores comedias musicales de Broadway y de otros lugares. Hoy es el turno de Pippin, quizá una obra no muy conocida, pero destacada por los críticos como uno de los musicales más ambiciosos y talentosos de todos los tiempos. Fue escrita, tanto la letra como la música, por Stephen Schwartz y se estrenó en los teatros de Broadway en 1972 bajo la dirección de Bob Fosse, quien también contribuyó de manera decisiva a la construcción definitiva del libreto. Esta obra narra las peripecias ficticias, por supuesto, de Pippin, o como diríamos aquí en España, Pipino, el hijo de Carlomagno. El musical comienza con un narrador y el resto de la compañía caracterizado cada uno de una época distinta de la historia. El narrador invita al público a unirse a la historia de un joven príncipe que busca sentirse realizado. Pippin no tiene una buena relación con su padre, con el que casi no puede hablar debido a las múltiples tareas que debe cumplir como rey. Además, Carlomagno se siente incómodo hablando con su hijo de cuestiones personales o emocionales. Entonces entra en escena Fastrada, la madrastra de Pippin, con su hijo Lewis. Cuando Carlomagno y Lewis comienzan a planear la batalla contra los visigodos, Pippin pide una prueba para acudir a ella. Carlomagno accede y comienza a mostrarle el plan.
Gentlemen, be seated.
Wow. war is a science with rules to be applied, which good soldiers appreciate, recall and recapitulate before they go to decimate the other side. And now, gentlemen, study this map. This is the plan for tomorrow's battle. The army of the enemy is stationed on the hill, so we've got to bring them down here, and this is how we will. Our men in the ravine, that's this area in green, will move across the valley where they plainly can be seen, and the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, for that's what you depend upon an enemy to do. Then to guarantee their folly, we'll bring Bowman into play, who will fire just one volley and retire to point A. And then
the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Heart, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation's cheers.
Pippin, sit down immediately.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes.
War is a science, a breeding ground for brains. For though I cannot write my name, the men whose pens have brought them fame write endless paragraphs explaining my campaigns. Now, when the foe see our soldiers marching through the lee, they will mount a charge and meet us on a point I've labeled B, and their bowmen on the hill, in yellow on the map, will leave their posts and join the rest and fall into our trap. They will cut off reinforcements and retreat of any kind, bearing principles of enfilade and defilade in mind. And if all the ploys we pick to really work to bring to pass occur, we won't have just a victory, we'll have ourselves a massacre. And then
the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation.
Pippin, I shall not caution you again. In conclusion, gentlemen, now listen to me closely. I'll endeavor to explain what separates a charlatan from a Charlemagne, a rule confessed by generals illustrious and various, the pompous as a Pompey or daring as a Darius, a simple rule that every great man knows by heart. It's smarter to be lucky than it's lucky to be smart. But if the fates feel frivolous and all our plans they smother, well, suppose this war does shrivel us, there'll always be another. And gentlemen, and then.
Now, gentlemen, now.
And then the men. Conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Heart, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilation, we can hear a grateful nation.
Una vez en la batalla, vuelve a aparecer el narrador de la historia junto a un grupo de actores más, haciendo una burla de la guerra. Esta pantomima nos sirve para llamar la atención del joven Pippin, quien se lanza al campo de batalla.
¡Glory, glory! ¡Glory, glory!
Charles our Lord, triumphant is his sword. Allegiance is his word. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Blood is red as sunset. Blood is warmer than wine. It's warmer than wine. The taste of salt is summer brine. Steel.
Steel.
Steel is cold as moonlight.
Steel is sharper than sight. Sharper than sight. The touch of bitter winter white.
Shout it out from the highest tower. Shout it out in the darkest hour.
Finer than spring.
Service to Christ and to our King.
Shout it out from the highest tower.
Shout it out in the darkest hour. Charlemagne, you lead us on to power.
El narrador nos cuenta que durante el fragor de la batalla, Pippin termina en la finca donde su abuela, y también la madre del rey Carlomagno, fue exiliada por la propia Fastrada. Allí su abuela le cuenta que si lo que quiere realmente es sentirse realizado en la vida, el mejor camino no es la guerra, sino el amor.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are. You will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. Field on a fine summer night, if you sit all alone with the weeds, or a succulent pear, if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds. Before it's too late, stop trying to wait for fortune and fate, you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of. fate. There's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. I never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell, but there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody, oh, romantic and long, and give me a month to get ready. Now I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man who calls me granny.
Oh,
maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die. Now I've known the fears of 66 years. I've had troubles and tears by the score, but the only thing I trade 'em for is 67 more.
Pippin comienza a pensar en una revolución contra su padre. Fastrada está en realidad encantada con esta idea, ya que mientras Pippin y Carlomagno se pelean por el imperio, su hijo Lewis se convertirá en el nuevo rey. Fastrada ordena el asesinato del rey y el pobre Pippin cae en la trampa. Bueno, y aquí lo dejamos por esta semana. Ya saben que si quieren escuchar el final de este fantasioso musical, solo lo podrán hacer en este espacio, en The Broadway a la Gran Vía, la próxima semana en radiosefarad.com. Hasta la próxima.
Lord knows.
those we've seen in